This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is being celebrated nationwide to foster a sense of patriotism among citizens, strengthen national unity, and promote India's cultural heritage. The campaign marks the fifth year of the Har Ghar Tiranga initiative, which began in 2022 and has since evolved into one of the country's largest public participation movements. The initiative is aimed at encouraging citizens to hoist the national flag and participate in activities celebrating patriotism, national unity and India's cultural heritage. This year's campaign holds special significance as it coincides with the 150th anniversary of India's national song Vande Mataram, bringing together the national flag and the national song in a unique celebration of patriotism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to the citizens to participate enthusiastically in the Har Ghar Tiranga movement and renew their collective resolve to contribute towards building a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Tricolour is the pride of the nation and a constant source of inspiration to always give the best for the country." The Prime Minister expressed happiness, saying that this year's efforts are dedicated to Vande Mataram as it marks its 150th anniversary. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today said that Operation Sindoor sent a global message that India will go to any extent to ensure the safety of its citizens while protecting the Sindoor worn by women of this country. The minister said this at the inaugural event of the Sindoor Maharaktadan Yatra blood donation camp at the base hospital in New Delhi. The Raksha Mantri commended the Indian Defence Forces for eliminating terrorists and their handlers based in Pakistan and ensuring that those who dared to cast an evil eye on India faced dire consequences. Underlining Sindoor Maharaktadan Yatra, Mr. Singh asserted that while Operation Sindoor showcased courage, the mega blood donation camp represents compassion. Union Education Minister Prahlad Joshi today held a meeting with the secretary and senior officials of the Education Ministry on matters concerning the National Testing Agency, NTA. In a social media post, Mrs. Joshi said they deliberated on key matters requiring attention and the steps ahead to further strengthen institutional mechanisms, streamline processes and ensure greater responsiveness to students. He said that the government's main focus remains on building a robust, transparent and credible examination ecosystem that serves the aspirations of every student. The Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs has said that over 1 crore 25 lakh houses have been sanctioned so far under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban, PMAYU and PMAYU 2.0. Of these, more than 1 crore houses have been completed and handed over to beneficiaries across the country, with around 1 crore of the houses having been allotted to women. India has crossed 300 gigawatt of non-fossil fuel-based installed electricity generation capacity. The landmark achievement made on the 31st of last month represents more than 60% of the 500 gigawatt capacity target set for 2030. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy in a statement said that the share of non-fossil fuel-based electricity capacity in the country's total installed electricity generation capacity has reached over 54%. Typhoon Dolphin has made landfall along China's eastern coast this afternoon, affecting Zhejiang and Fujian provinces. Following the typhoon's landfall, country's National Meteorological Center has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in the country. Meanwhile, Shanghai's two airports cancelled more than 1,300 flights, while authorities relocated around 3 lakh people in surrounding regions. Heavy rain is expected across Zhejiang, Fujian, Shanghai, Jiangsu, Anhui, Jiangxi, Hubei, Henan and Shandong till Wednesday. The typhoon is expected to move northwestwards and gradually weaken after landfall. India's medal tally rises to 3 at the World Athletics Under-20 Championships in United States. India's Basant Kumar Meghwal won a silver in high jump, while Shahnawaz Khan won a bronze in the long jump today. In the men's high jump, 19-year-old Meghwal cleared his personal best of 2.21 meter, and in the men's long jump, Shahnawaz also clinched bronze with a best effort of 7.84 meters. And with that, we end this news bulletin.